Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the BHL's Kennel Kelp Holistic Products and Changing the Future Outcome Show. And I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. I want to talk to all of you here about some of the upcoming events that are going to be occurring in November and what's left of 2019. With BHL's Kennel Kelp and Changing the Future Outcome, CTFO, CBD and non-CBD product line business moving forward in November for what's left of 2019, and definitely some exciting things that are going to be transpiring in 2020. BHL's Kennel Kelp and CTFO, both of us have got a lot coming your way. Customer Relationship Management, CRM, is actually a technology for managing all your company's relationships and interactions with customers and potential customers. The goal there is really quite simple: improve business relationships. And myself, as Grandpa Bill, wanted to share with you a laundry list of what BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, and CTFO members can expect. Brand new products with absolutely huge market potential. New product packages, including the least expensive ways to buy many of our products. New pay additions, not changes, that will put huge upfront money into the pay plan for those of you that are actually in the business. A whole new website with a new super clean look and feel, including a new user-friendly shopping experience for your customers and your prospects, and easy access to all product information for your clients. A new, more efficient back office layout with full team and volume reports, order tracking and history, commissions history, easy navigation, and complete notification emails corresponding to all the activities on your team. A brand new online marketing system and mobile app. Yes, I said that, a functional mobile app. With lead capture pages, autoresponder campaigns, and a full CRM and more. Brand new comprehensive CTFO branding marketing material, including a new product presentation and a new business opportunity presentation with more to come. Accentuating your tools to help you, for those of you that are in the business, and those of you that are clients and want to be clients, this only works to your benefit as we come up with creative packaging, pricing, and increase the availability of even more of our 80 products as we speak, just unique to the CTFO line. And it won't stop there. CTFO has much more lined up for you, even though This has been, at times, a challenging year within the hemp oil business for all participants, with so many industry brand X wannabes operating under a false pretense of those other companies that have now been proven that in some instances aren't offering real CBD products at all. Therefore, those various issues have affected your business because of those companies. That's our mission, is to continue to educate not only what the products do with high efficacy in providing a healthcare service as experts, if you allow yourself to become and hone your skills, do so. But what does separate us from everyone else? What makes us different? What makes us viable? What makes us sustainable? Financial solvency from the parent company is paramount, number one, to continually to put millions of dollars back into the business. The rest of those wannabes are about to become history, and we are indeed a player within that. So sometimes when you analyze things, it can actually be God showing you a preview of a coming attraction planned uniquely for you. This could be what some categorize as a calling. Whatever its name is, its nomenclature, wording, title, category, whatever it may be called. In my own instance, I came to the realization at a very early age in my life, I was either blessed and or haunted, it's all in the eyes of the beholder, of being an empath. In any event, it started for me more so with the compassion and the love of animals at a very, very early age. All animals, all of God's great and majestic creatures. Therefore, I've always been about animals and their well-being. It even led to an eventual career for me in my adult working life. One of the biggest drawbacks is and has been telling some small-minded people what's in your imagination, your dream, your vision, usually by being negative. The responses out there in the worldwide planetary citizenry or whatever are for the most part negative on pretty much any subject matter, to include this one. So I just tell my associates, prospects, anybody that's considering it, be it for the business, but most assuredly for clients, when asked about pursuing a goal in this career, but to me much more importantly as a tenant of life, this may be why they are wondering why your friends or family sometimes shoot you down or shoot your ideas down or whatever. Those of you that have listened into the corporate meetings, you've heard Michael Swilling, who's done this for like 28 years, allude to that. At points in time, his family thought he was crazy or whatever, or was negative, or, oh my God, that will never work. And, oh, sound familiar? Sound familiar? So I just sometimes say, in my humble opinion, maybe you want to take that negativity, maybe, and turn it into a positive. I share that I feel maybe others' negativity, doubt, skepticism, maybe even scorn at its extreme example, is simply the fact that maybe God gave this outlook to you and not them, perhaps. That is their negativity. Whether it's envious or jealousy or whatever, I leave that for others to determine. I just sometimes will say, in my humble opinion, maybe you want to take that negativity again and turn it around, make it positive. That's what I try to operate on. I'm trying to get to a place that it's the other person's perception issue. It kind of still is what makes the world go round. At the same time, the dichotomy of it all gets kind of crazy sometimes. So I always profess the things that have been in your repertoire, your vision, your passion, your cause, your imagination, your outlook, your convictions. What do you believe in? What are you passionate about? What is this business or not, but certainly for this business? You have to start working on them. These are the gifts that God has for you, whatever your individuality is, whatever your strengths are, whatever your forte is. I had a great conversation with a lady and potential candidate for my team the other day. And I said to her in a Q&A, great Q&A exchange with her, whether she ever comes on board or not, I enjoyed that immensely. But in any event, I said to her, if you think about your life, your work history, and everything we all use in our professional life, tools, accessories, implements, bells and whistles, whatever. When we are consumers and we're making purchases, well, they all had origins once upon a time somewhere, whatever the commodity is. An iron, to iron your clothes, had its infancy. The ironing board, a washing machine, a car, a stick, a toy, you know, my crazy humor, but you get my point. They too just started out as an idea at some point in time. Every company, every item, every commodity at some point in time had its infancy in a marketplace. So they too at some point in time started out as an idea. This idea has been materialized at CTFO for over 4 years. It's alive and well, vibrant, thriving. You know, the sales force is huge. So your cell phone, your car, etc., the things embedded within you are your gift, your attributes, your strength. And as to how you attained those things in your life, how'd you pay for them? How did you get all those material bits? Hopefully, the things embedded within you that are truly your gifts, that you've been able to let them maturize. I don't know, can you do that in your present job? If you can, you're blessed. In a structured 8-to-5 job or whatever, I don't know that. I don't work one. I haven't for years, by choice. I went off the grid way before CBD and all this stuff, by choice, because I worked in the corporate world. Talked about that before in other shows, but you have to act on them. Be yourself. Know yourself. Profess and live what you feel, what you are driven by. So I hope that you enjoy this show here at Anchor Radio Show. Radio show, my podcast. I also hope and encourage that you listen over at my Blog Talk Radio Show. That's where I hone and try to have live guests more so over there. Talk about different aspects of the business. Here I try to talk about both the business and the products, as I do there as well. With a little bit different twist in each venue. So I wanted to give you a little more than my regular just product information stuff. So this is about life first. You can leave me a comment over at my Facebook page. I did a live video pretty much encompassed around this Blog Talk Radio Show episode here. Leave me a comment and let me know how you are gonna move on the gifts in your imagination, your vision, your passion, your drive, your life. You can do it. Have a good night, everybody. This is going to be a short show today. Thanks for joining in. I'm going to do a commercial outtake, and then I will do a couple of product updates on the backside of the commercial. We'll make the show about 30 minutes. Thanks for joining us. Join me on the backside of this commercial. Thank you.
Hey folks, Grandpa Bill here. I want to talk to you about sleep deprivation. Is your quality of sleep affecting your daily life? Do you find yourself tossing and turning in bed when you're supposed to be calm and still? Do you wake up feeling groggy after a full night in bed? You deserve a good night's sleep and a good night's rest. When we are young, melatonin, a naturally occurring hormone in the brain, is released to promote sleep at night. Unfortunately, as we age, environmental factors such as artificial light reduce the melatonin our bodies are able to produce, resulting in lack of sleep. RCTFO Sleep Support Spray is combined with a special blend of CBD, melatonin, and nutrients to help promote a long and restful sleep. This product is great for those experiencing difficulty falling or staying asleep. It helps to improve your quality of sleep with no groggy feeling the next day. Our unique blend of nutrients has been specially selected to help you sleep faster and maintain a healthy sleep cycle. Don't take our word for it. Just visit the page at bhsales.vpweb.com. Follow the links to the CTFO website. You'd be glad you did. You deserve a good night's rest. How much is that worth to you? Sleep deprivation. Huge problem. CTFO. Sleep spray. Does the trick. Thanks for listening into the show. Now back to the show.
Welcome to the BH Sales Clinic Health Holistic Healthcare Product Show. I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. Welcome to CTFO, Changing the Future Healthcare. The downtown. I know a town where people are running away from life. It seems always funny. They don't think they are smart. Doubt what they say. Scared of a change, existing only to bring me down, down, down. Thoughtless in heart, desperate in honesty, failed from the start, wasted in suffering. Supply them the drugs, just don't take them away. Scared of a change, existing only to bring me down. Bring me down, down, down. I don't feel like I should even worry about sleep, but I take the time and it puts me away. I don't care too much no more. I only seem to waste my breath, go my own way. Yeah. Bring me down, bring me down, bring me down, down, down. The downtown. Bring me down. Bring me down. Okay, folks. Welcome back. Thanks for joining in the show. I want to talk to you about aromatherapy for dogs, specifically here. And all natural aromatherapy for your dog's bliss, mental and emotional well-being. Talk about the relax, focus, and age well dog aromatherapy. Which one, when to use it, how often, and how to actually apply it. Each of our essential oil blends support a range of emotional needs that our dogs often exhibit. The specific essential oils used in each formula are listed on the bottle and on the parent website at Blissful Dog and Horse. The Relaxed Dog Aromatherapy addresses the most common emotional issues our dogs have, the main one being anxiety.
It can be used for any situation that causes fear or stress in dogs. If you already know what the stressful event is, or what they are, plural, if you can apply, you know, prior to said event, for instance, summertime, fireworks, best thing to do is don't take your dog with you if it's at a venue. The other thing is if you live in proximity, the neighbors are firing them off, whatever the situation is, that's a very stressful situation. So you definitely want to prep your dog pre-hand, especially if you do have some sort of a heads-up warning on whatever precipitates their anxiety. So apply it prior to the event, if and when that's feasible, doable, and you have that knowledge. Or as soon as possible, after the onset of the said event, whatever precipitates it. The basic rule of thumb is repeat the application as often as it's needed. You can't over-administrate the product, or, you know, their fur is not going to fall off or anything crazy like that. So use what it takes is literally and figuratively the motto. Be it a small application, which usually, you know, if you get into large breed dogs and all of that, for all the obvious reasons, their tolerance level being bigger, just like humans, if they're larger in physical stature, it takes more because of the fact. The AgeWell dog aromatherapy smooths the ragged edges of aging for our senior pets. Begin using when your senior dog seems forgetful, disoriented, or lost. Repeat as needed, again, as often, or as little, to help keep your senior dog peaceful and present. They deserve that right just as well as we do, as they advance in age as well. The Focus Dog Aromatherapy, that can convert your dog's high energy to attention for competition or training, for those of you in that arena, literally and figuratively, pun intended.
Dog lovers, get the Liberty Wristband, the clever new hands-free way to keep your dog on a leash. Forget holding onto leashes or wrapping them around your wrist. The Liberty Wristband special clip lets you hook your dog's leash to your wrist for complete control while leaving your hands free. Carry your coffee, talk on the phone, all while keeping total control of your dog and his leash. When it's time for your dog to run free, a quick flick of the clip releases him. There's nothing else like the Liberty Wristband. Order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
For people with physical challenges, walking a dog can be difficult, even dangerous. But the Liberty Wristband makes life so much easier. Developed by a disabled veteran, the Liberty Wristband easily straps around your wrist, then uses a unique clip to hold your dog's leash tight, all while keeping both of your hands free. Releasing your dog is easy, too. With a quick flick of the clip, your dog is free. The Liberty Wristband, order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
Ended. Used before and during training class, dog shows, field trials, concentrated attention, anything, agility dogs, dock dogs, whatever. When it, you know, you're trying to house train a puppy or whatever. You know, don't go out in the backyard, Jimmy, or don't chase the squirrels or whatever. When it demands attention, focus. Thus is the name. So, essentially Blissful Dog, the essential oils used in your dog's aromatherapy are diluted to safe levels of canine usage imperative. Kathy Donnell Vicak, she knows what she's doing. She's a former show dog, award-winning show dog person herself. She's authored a couple of books. She's dog breed specialist, especially about the brachycephalic dogs that have the short snouts and all the accompanying distressful nasal things that can arrive with them, just to isolate one case in point. So the essential oils used in the dog's aromatherapy are diluted to the safe levels. They're strong enough to be effective, yet not overpowering your dog's sensitivity or sensitive sense of smell. So they're safe to use as needed. They're not for use in and of themselves in diffusers. Don't put this product into a diffuser. Having said that, you've heard me talk about the isolated ingredients, lavender just being one of them, which is an excellent ingredient to put into a diffuser. So I just want to make that distinction. Don't put this product in and of itself into a dispenser. It defeats the purpose, and it actually will break down. Gets into chemistry, folks. Gets into chemistry. Don't put it into a diffuser. Just keep it simple. Don't do that. Your intentions may be good, but don't do that. It defeats the intent of the product and the integrity of all these combinations of fine natural ingredients. And you'd be wasting your money with all good intent to help Jimmy relieve his or her maladies. I realize that and appreciate the compassion, which is also very key in any recovery, human or otherwise, the empath part of it. So kudos for being empathetic, but don't put this in a diffuser, this product. The ingredients are bergamot, which uplifts and balances, blood orange, which eases depression and mood swings, cedarwood, which grounds and reduces panic, cypress, which soothes hazled emotions, frankincense, go back to the Bible, speaking of hemp and other issues, go back to the Bible, you know, frankincense and myrrh, the three shepherds, what have you, just saying, it quiets anxiety, grapefruit, enlivens the mind. Lavender, you've heard me tell lavender. You've heard me talk about products I've represented over the years with lavender. Dr. Jeffrey Lee's Nature's Organic Pat when it was alive and well. I still to this day get requests for that product. That's how good it was, because unfortunately it's no longer available. Myrrh, I just mentioned that. Again, go back to the Bible. Myrrh relieves agitation, helps with the balancing. Everything's about balance in the canine species as well as in the human species. Rosemary, which promotes mental acuity and clarity. Vetiver, which is a stress relief. Yang, which balances stress nerve and it uplifts. Some of the hints that you might want to use when the application. You guys have seen me use my own two cats, Brady and Brody, talking about aromatherapy, how to use your thumb and forefinger, going behind the ears, going down preferably behind the spine, all the way down to the tail. They'll actually submit, in most cases, and roll over. It can be a bit of a process. You know, and you know your pets better than anybody. So, you know, get some quiet time, isolate it. You really want to talk, interact with them, tell them it's okay. All the normal methods when you're introducing anything new, especially cats. But we're talking about dogs here. I just happen to be a cat owner. That's a whole show in itself. I've had many shows in and of itself. How cats are quirky and you have to hide stuff for the greater good. It's crazy. But anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked on that. It's a good crazy when I say crazy. So the tips and hints and the directions for applying the Blissful Dog Aromatherapy. You want to use, if you're using the spray, dog aromatherapy. Actually, in an ideal world, again, not to just sell you products. This is information for health. It's all optional. If you buy the kits with roll-on and aromatherapy spray, you're getting the best of both worlds with direct application, and then you can waif it and, you know, cuts to the chase quicker too, to your discretion. I'll allude to how I'm going to include this in the CBD drink drop kit in a moment in November. So method number one is you want to spray the front of the ears and back and over your dog in this case. you know, don't ever spray anything right into their face. You know, that's obtrusive. They get defensive. That just increases their fear, their apprehension. You know, you put yourself as suspect with their trust. It gets into all kinds of crazy stuff. Don't spray it in their face. There's an element of common sense there, too. Don't spray it in their face. So apply it behind the ears. Do those motions with your thumb and forefingers. Really gently massage it in. Coax your dog, whatever nicknames you have. Little Jimmy, old Petty, sweetie, cutie. Those are all important. Those are all connections. I make no jest at that. I encourage that. Sweetie pie, honey, hug them, coax them. It helps them be responsive to what you're doing. It is indeed part of the therapy in and of itself, let alone the physical application of the aromatherapy. It's part of the process. Right there at that moment, you're a professional aromatherapist. You are. You're having a session. Sounds corny, but it's true. It's therapeutic. Just good for bonding, too. It just reinforces the overall bonding. They look at us for relief. That secures in them that they know that you know that they know that you would never do anything to harm them. They know that. When you impart it upon them, it's part of the therapy. They're more readily willing to accept it. They go with the flow. And usually, within 10 to 15 minutes, there's a discernible notice of how much they calm down. Please do go to my testimonials. I have my own clientele that will attest to this. BHSalesBPWeb.com. Unique to the aromatherapy that is and or was infused with the Pet Drops, CTFO version. We were going to infuse it with the CBD drink drops. We're now going to make it available in a kit. I'll talk about that more in an isolated show. But when you use them together, the spray and the roll-on that is, you're actually attaining peak effectiveness to your discretion. Apply the spray first if you're doing both. Then apply the roll-on about 10 to 15 minutes after using the spray. Again, repeat it as often or as little as needed to get little Jimmy cool, calm, and collected, literally and figuratively. So using the roll-on dog aromatherapy, you want to roll it on inside of the ears. You know, get them comfortable in being receptive to that. Don't force anything. That's a technique you can aspire to if they're wincing or apprehensive or recoil from you doing that. You guys know that as good pet owners, but the medicines are good, but don't force it on them. This is just more extensive sessioning in your aromatherapy session. The more trigger points, such as the ears, in the ears, behind the ears, down their spine, all the way through to their tail. In the percentage of the case, when you get to that juncture, they do willingly roll over. And let you put it, you know, under their armpits, if you will, on their belly. And again, obviously, use discretion in the genitalia area. You know, don't directly apply it, of course. But, you know, within, no pun intended, erogenous zone safety, you can certainly get lower belly. It just accentuates, you know, the disbursement of the application to get to the end result that much quicker. And it really does induce sleep, which is a good thing for all of us. We love our pets, but when they decide to go to sleep so you can do the same, it's a pretty good ancillary benefit in and of itself. So, why is your dog so afraid of thunder? That's a multitudinous reasons too. It's indigenous to breed a lot, heredity, diet. And in and of itself, most animals by instinct, because they're predatory in the wild, they're always on guard. They're always on defense. It's an innate sense. So anything that's outside the norm of their regular environment, they get alerted and alarmed by it. Thunder is frightening for humans in some regards too, especially when Mother Nature, you know, really crackling and roaring and, you know, lightning accompanying it or whatever. You know, my cats are gone. So they're like, bye-bye on this storm. They have their hiding places under the bed or whatever. So just as people have those triggers that you know, can cause panic in your pets. Anything that you have a phobia of, pets too. Spiders, snakes, heights, acrophobia, agoraphobia, public speaking on our side of life. Dogs experience those triggers, fear triggers. I don't know about public speaking, but they kind of public speak. And when they kibitz with their friends in dog parks or whatever, obviously by barking and sniffing each other's anuses or whatever. Again, that's not funny. It's how they identify. It's nature. It's their nose. It's probably their key sense. It's how they process everything. So dogs have a much more sensitive hearing than we do also, because they can't vocalize. So they have an offset strength in other senses. So the loud clap of thunder may actually pierce their ears because they have such acute hearing. On a local level here, those of you that might be listening way back, depending on your age, like in the late 50s, mid 60s, they would actually do a noontime very loud siren fire alarm to signify that it was high noon on a weekend. Every dog and animal in town, seriously, would be howling in harmony because of the piercing, especially if you were a dog owner in your individual abodes. Local level, people might chuckle that are of that age bracket and can relate. Portland, Maine, Ken McKenzie, television, Days of Old, 12 o'clock, Betty Griffin, listen to the siren, watch television. Inside joke for residents of a certain age here in Greater Portland. But all humor aside, really, the dogs would howl. I had a German Shepherd at the time as a kid that would almost sing to the cadence of the siren. But it was distress. And, you know, in those days especially, we were much more ignorant to a lot of things. I didn't actually know the dog was, to some degree, in pain. It's piercing to their ears. So thus is thunder. So it's not really like a doggy Valium. That's the key. It's not going to drug them out and make them lethargic like a lot of over-the-counter stuff. Yeah, you can give them the over-counter stuff and they're not afraid of thunder or anything else. They're so drugged out, right, that they have no cognizance of the loud noises or whatever. That's not good. That's masking pain. Bad, naughty parent, not necessarily with malintent. We're brainwashed for many, many years. It's not our fault. It's certainly not the pet's fault. So keep calm, stay calm yourself. The dogs vicariously live through their owners. If you're all erratic or whatever, well, obviously, the therapy session is going to go out the window. They feel your attention, your apprehension. Being concerned is one thing. Being concerned in a good way that you impart upon your pet is therapeutical. So take a deep breath. You got this. You know how to do it. Relax yourself. Apply the relax aromatherapy to yourself. Seriously. Fresh. It helps. It really does. Spray it on your lapel of your shirt or whatever. Do whatever you're comfortable with. If, oh, I don't want to direct inhale it or whatever. First of all, it will not do you any harm. It'll do you a lot of good. But you have to have your own comfort zone as you get familiar with this type of therapy, if indeed you're not already in the ubiquitous listening audience. So use the spray. It's easy to apply on a moving dog if they're sketchy. And take off. If they're smart, my cats are so smart, they know the bottle before you even get it. And I swear to God, sometimes if you creak a door and you have the intent of getting a room, I don't know how they know that, but I swear to God they do. That's another story. So play white noise, turn it on a loud fan or an air conditioning, turn television to a quiet, calm station. Relax, dog TV or otherwise, if that helps. Reassure your dog, whatever it takes, in the cadence of your own voice and your own calmness. Don't let the dog off, especially outside. If they're on a lead already and they're panicked, if you have them already on a leash or what have you, this is another case in point where I'll get back to the Liberty Wristband would be an extraordinary tool to have in that application as well. Let me wrap up two easy quick tips on the aromatherapy here. We'll do a quick commercial and we'll come back and wrap up the show as a whole. Thanks for being patient. It's detailed information, so I'm trying to be concise, but at the same time, there's points that I have to expand upon. So two easy tips to improve the quality of your dog, senior dog's life. Number one, be aware. Watch for overall changes in your aging dog's behavior. They're eating, they're sleeping, their activity level, their mood, and their awareness. At any age, that's a good thing to keep vigilance on. But especially as they age. Accommodate your dog's new needs based on the aging process, on the changes that you've noticed and identified, preferably with the help of your practitioner. Then take a look at the Blissful Dog. Check out their website. Do your own independent research. Know that your dog instinctively is seeking emotional stability to feel grounded, relaxed, and present. Your dog craves emotional safety and security. They look for you to provide that. Relaxed dog aromatherapy calms and reassures your frightened dog while easing the anxiety and the fear triggered by whatever precipitated it. Thunderstorms, fireworks, dogs have the highest level of separation anxiety of any pet. A cat is different. They're self-sufficient in that degree. It's like, yeah, go ahead and go to work. I don't care, mom and dad. They do, but I'll lay in the window, stretch out, watch the birds, or whatever. Different set of variables there, different species. Dogs suffer anxiety separation big time when you're away, when you're working, whatever. That's a stressful circumstance. So the focused dog aromatherapy, you know how to blend which application in the three formulas you need most, wherever your dog stage is. So for wounds, or if they're wound tight or both, and you're trying to do another application to address the wounds, they're going to have energy galore and be hyper over and above if they already are. So focus can come in handy there to get them directed to the concentration of other synergistic medicines that you might be able, trying to apply for other reasons, like wounds, for instance, if they're all hyper because they incurred a wound. And then the age-well dog aromatherapy gently guides your senior dog's wandering mind back to the moment and peacefulness that they knew as a pup and mid-aged pet, and helps them stay in the present. It helps them be present and peaceful as they deal with their situations of being old. It helps to alleviate their confusion and helps your dog truly age well. So that's aromatherapy in a nutshell. One more quick commercial outbreak. I'll come back and wrap it up talking about the advocacy program and how it would behoove you through your option to join in because of all these special incentives and pricing programs we're going to present in November. I'll be right back. Thank you. Stay with us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Grandpa Bill's Holistic Healthcare Show here at the Anchor radio station. And I'm thrilled to be here. Anchor gives you everything that you would need. You have a great forum. It's all free. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great audio. And they distribute the podcast for all of us so it can be heard everywhere on forums such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. As a sole proprietor, this is vital lifeblood to rejuvenate my show, and I'm looking forward to promoting it moving forward, and I would encourage everyone out there to do the same. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hey everybody, Grandpa Bill here. Welcome to today's show. I want to get a couple of quick housekeeping instances and situations out of the way here quickly as we segue into the show today. I want to talk real quickly a little bit more about whole plant extract, crystalline spring water, Amethyst Elixir Company, CBD drink drops. Offered in both 300 milligram and 600 milligram versions of hemp CBD, super potent, fully bioavailable, water soluble. And why would you purchase or consider doing so? The Amethyst Elixir Company's CBD drink drops, water soluble CBD. This means up to 80% absorption into the body rather than 10% or lower with most traditional CBD oils. You can, they can actually be added into any beverage of choice, literally any beverage of choice. It mixes perfectly into preferably tourmaline spring water. It's suspended in tourmaline water in and of itself. Any kind of juice, actually even beer, coffee, wine, tea, literally, figuratively, any drink, superlative additive to smoothies, shakes. You just can swallow it or take it as a tincture sublingually under the tongue. It's diversified before swallowing it. Underneath the tongue, either way, whichever way you decide to make it applicable to get it into your own body and or your pet's body. You would want to do that a couple of times a day. Building up. We suggest low doses building up. We'll get into length about that in another episode. You should notice results in most cases within a week to start to really notice the difference. It's full spectrum of phytocannabinoid, formula is whole plant extraction containing over 200 distinct compounds, including CBD, CBG, CBN, CBC, terpenes, flavonoids, and essential amino acids. When these compounds work together synergistically, it magnifies the benefits of the plant's individual components to create what the scientists call the entourage effect. This is why it's such a supportive companion product for the 10X Pure. Tourmaline spring water, which this product is suspended in, is gem grade spring water from right here in Harrison, Maine. The water itself is now available in infused version. You want to check out our programs for that. The CBD drink drops are bottled in micron violet bottles to protect the integrity from degrading from direct sunlight or exposure to light. We have many testimonials backed by third-party individual testing depicted at the website. You can check out the links at my BH sales, vpweb.com, CBD drink drops, and or Tourmaline Spring Water Share link. You want to check that out. And we use the hexagon symbol in the logo of the CBD drink drops, as that represents the molecular spectrum of the cannabinoids. Water and amethyst are contained within the state. It's 100% sourced and made right here in Maine. Further information on product itself, amethystelixircompany.com, maindrinkdrops.com, and salesvpweb.com, CBD Drink Drops, and Tourmaline Spring Water Share Program. Stay tuned for today's show. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and I want to continue talking now about CBD for pets overall, but trying to hone in on how CBD could quite well possibly be an excellent treatment while we're learning more about sinus infections overall in dogs and cats, but talking about dogs specifically here. One thing that I would like to promote here, I'm going to revisit going back to doing my monthly newsletter. I haven't done one for a really long time. I'll put a link in the description of my show. But you can contact me at my contact us page if you want to learn more about CBD for pets. You can actually subscribe for special offers and new product releases and more information on CBD for pets as I'll continue to write about the subject as a whole. and offered these fine products, but homeopathic formulas to help relieve symptoms of nasal and sinus congestion is a subject that intrigues me. Overall, unique to breeds and brachycephalic dogs, which I'll talk about, short-nosed dogs, breed dogs. There's many contributing reasons for the onset of any kind of a nasal congestion, be it human or animal. So I'd like to try to start to do a series of questions to discover ways that maybe we can identify exactly what your issues may be with your pets, especially through the help of your practitioner, as we discover ways of resolution, alleviating inflammation and pain, and all these other ancillary discomforts. So homeopathic formula overall, regardless of the specific ingredients, this is kind of a broad-based statement as we hone into an overall band-aid, if you will. It can reduce the mucus discharge and the congestion from the nose and the sinuses, eases inflammation and discomfort in the sinuses, would help open up blocked, inflamed nasal passages for improved breathing. And it can actually, these combinations of natural herbs and clays and what have you, and suggested remedies to include CBD. Lots of times there's headaches, sinus pressure, chronic and frequent sneezing. So sinusitis, for instance, when it's been diagnosed as such, or inflammation of the sinuses, those are common conditions amongst cats as well as dogs. But let's stay dog-centric for the topic of this discussion here. The symptoms can actually be acute and serious, depending on the degree of severity of the diagnosed sinusitis or rhinitis or what have you in the sinus infection. If it's a low-grade chronic allergy, that's usually what's present, visible, runny nose, what have you. So when the sinuses are inflamed, the nose tends to become blocked because the sinuses can't drain the mucus properly. It's usually mucus related in the percentile cases as you dig deeper into the root causes of what's going on. With the irritation of your dog's nose until it's diagnosed. So breathing obviously becomes labored and difficult when there's any kind of a sinus impediment. Irritation, inflammation, actual blockage, mucus buildup, all those contributing factors. And the sinus pressure and the pain can go acutely in degree of severity accordingly. So pets that would be suffering from those types of sinus congestion and inflammation, it definitely can mushroom out into affecting other aspects of their life, most definitely to include their appetite. So, you know, then you can start to, in most instances, starting to see a higher precipitation of a more frequent and profound runny nose. And, you know, the dog's actually sneezing and actually somewhat coughing, if you will. So the underlying causes of sinus and any kind of a nasal inflammation are kind of multitudinous that all go back to the evil toxins that are airborne and just everywhere in our universe, in our space, literally and figuratively. So they can range from, you know, an outright infection to a certain environmental allergy that through testing may need to be determined what kind of allergen is affecting your dog with all these funky things that are out there in the way of toxins. So as you talk to your veterinarians and practitioners, antibiotics, you know, usually are the first step in the progression of trying to treat malady. So in cases of infection, antibiotics is the easy, get the script out, write the pad under, you know, normal over-the-counter. Here you are, Mrs. Jones, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you know, go get this. So in most instances, those medications don't address allergies, and they're generally not very effective in relieving symptoms at all. Prescribed drugs often bring negative side effects, and they may not always be appropriate for long-term daily use either. So there's a multitude of reasons, but for that one reason alone, prescription drugs, many pet owners, especially in the last 10 to 25 years, I noticed in my kennel cult business, you know, I got a significant increase in business. It was the genre that I was in because I was so involved in the show dog industry and breeders. And, you know, so I was opening up myself as a supplying vendor to that many more different breeds, the diseases that are indigenous to them and what have you. I am not a practitioner for like the 9 millionth time. I'm a layperson and a messenger that have been providing these products for years. But over the last 15 to 25 years, even more so, more folks are starting to swing, if not outright fully, to a holistic vet with that mindset of treatment and trying to abate these over-the-counter prescription drugs that in most cases are contributory to killing our pets, let alone alleviating segmented problems like some sort of a nasal malady. So when you're dealing and considering dealing with 100% homeopathic medicine philosophies, formulas, tinctures, salves, foods, CBD, can provide gentle and holistic relief of these stubborn congestions and nose and sinuses. When you can actually hone in on what the specific problem is and certainly what the contributing factors are, that obviously makes your relief mission a little tiny bit easier, as we can literally and figuratively start doing the mortar and pestle at that point in time with good earth and derived sources to come up with a suggested battery of good holistic materials like the CBD oils to put in any apothecary medicine cabinet, if you will. So sinusitis or inflammation of the sinuses is a common condition in both cats and dogs, as I said earlier, and symptoms can be acute all the way up to serious, and somewhere in between. Low-grade, chronic, especially allergies, and especially if there's an allergy derived through testing as to if your pet has a specific allergy. It can be allergy-related. So when the sinuses are inflamed, the nose tends to become blocked because the sinuses can't drain the mucus properly. Breathing becomes difficult, and the sinus pressure can cause the inducement of pounding headaches, be it pet or human. So, as I say, many pet owners are ready for more than, you know, yep, give this to little Jimmy and come back and see me in the morning type of a philosophy. So the 100% homeopathic formulas that you can start to assimilate on how to address the synergy of these products as we put together the big holistic jigsaw puzzle that those of you that follow the show use that analogy a lot. There are multitudinous, it's like a big jigsaw puzzle. There are multitudinous individual pieces that snap together through good synergistic and holistic approach of abating these maladies with good earthen-derived herbs, clays, good clean water, CBD, and so forth, as opposed to something that's manufactured in the lab with ingredients that you can't even pronounce. And in case you want to know what LD-135 is, if you start to see numbers like that, it's basically red ink. So we're actually injecting ourselves and our pets in lots of over-the-counter medicines with one of the most prevalent ingredients being red ink. Think about that for a second. Okay, so as we endeavor identifying what is up with your pets, especially dogs in this case, nose, when it has some sort of a sinus malady, if it hasn't been diagnosed and we're in the speculative stage of it, we address it differently once it's been diagnosed, of course. So let's pretend for this discussion, you're contacting me, we're discussing, you know, what's up, what you found, what are you using presently, what kind of a dog it is. There's lots of variables, heredity, what you're feeding it, so on and so forth, as we get deeper into the probe. So are we looking to relieve a headache-related issue, the congestion itself, the difficulty part of the breathing, the coughing, the mucus secretion, the nasing, you know, the nasal passage impediments, the wheezing, the sneezing? When we hone in to relieve the inflammation of the mucous membranes, the headaches, the coughing, the wheezing, the moist breathing, the nasal inflammation, the symptoms that pretty much self-diagnosis as a sinus infection, when you see those types of reactions from your pet that I just listed. Then we want to try to find out what we're going to start to experiment with to relieve runny, watery discharges from the nose and the eyes, if applicable. If there's a real inability to breathe through the nose, is that chronic inflammation? You know, is it reoccurring? How old is your pet? Is this a first onset? Is it an older pet that's experienced it for years? There's variables that we obviously have to identify. The coughing, the chest congestion, you know, are they violent? Are they frequent? Then we can start to get more refined in addressing the issue specifically to relieve acute or chronic inflammation of the mucous membranes in the nasal cavities, you know, the headaches, the symptoms of sinusitis, if we're pretty confident that's what we're addressing, certainly with the help of your practitioner and their feedback through yourselves to me and vice versa. Then we can find out what we can use in tandem to relieve frequent, you know, itchiness, sneezing, any green or yellow discolored funky pus, nasal discharges. That helps hone in, okay, do we need to start looking at more sacral coil because of that? You know, what do we want to do to adjust the diet? We definitely want to introduce, in my suggestion, CBD oil as part right off the get-go, and preferably CBD drink drops because of the hydrating fact of being suspended in anthropogenically pollution-free tourmaline water. So, you know, we stay with natural earthen-derived ingredients via this approach to whatever the ultimate malady is. So natural medicine for optimal respiratory functioning in pets that can help relieve shallow, rapid, and labored breathing if indeed we're starting to lean towards the asthma side, which the nose can be a precipitator as an indicator to the onset of what might actually be asthma. God forbid. So reducing respiratory problems can be linked to stress, the bronchioles, the bronchophilus dogs who are short-nosed, I'm going to talk about that after the commercial break here in a second. Those types of maladies are more prevalent in those dogs for the obvious reasons. They come right in from day one from their mother's womb with a whole series of different approaches to oxygen intake, the pollutants that surround them, and so forth, because of their physiology. So, as we discover herbs and remedies for dogs and cats that are truly effective and offer an alternative to some of the harsher modern methods of medicine, this approach, we can combine it together to achieve, you know, to achieve optimum health for your pet. We can really hone in. So sounds and signs, obviously, that you as the pet parent doing your due diligence want to keep track of, especially if it's in its infancy and, you know, you're in the initial part of treatment or addressing it or identifying it. Dog coughing sounds, honking, actually honking or loudness, that's obviously, you know, a red light that you want to hone in on quickly. And if your dog seems to be hot, you know, running a temperature, if you will, and if they're agitated, the opposite premise, if the dog's consistently seeking a cool place, and it's not necessarily precipitated by the weather that makes them seek those types of refuge, that's a huge sign that you want to start honing in, something's up with little Jimmy in Fido, my name's for your pets. So, you know, if you get into Chinese herbs and all that, the array of approaches are so multitudinous that, for instance, a Chinese herbal formula might subdue a dog's coughing symptoms, support the healthy breathing, and soothe the trachea. For instance, as you hone in to what the contributing factors are. And traditional Chinese herbs, you know, they can help that heat to cool that the dog is experiencing lots of times in their lungs. And that internally can do all kinds of funky stuff with them, with making their phlegm to them actually appear hot in their body and or cold. Thus is the two extremes that they're experiencing outwardly. Let's face it, that to this point, the dog can't say, hey, mom or dad, you know, my spit and snot, pardon my English, but it's my warped sense of humor. They can't convey that to you. You know, I'm really feeling chilled. I'm really feeling cool. My mucus, to clean it up a little bit, is making me feel this way. In a lot of instances, that is indeed what's going on in their body. They have infected phlegm and mucus being just circulated in their body. So that's kind of all around the mulberry bush, sort of. But the CBDA element of the 10X Pure, for instance, it's a more complex form of CBD with the addition of a carbolic acid group. It's essentially degrades into a CBD over time in the presence of heat. So the term decarbed, if you will, you can listen to the outtakes in my archival shows or at my parent CTFO website as well. There's some good exposés on this. It means heating the extract to convert the carboxylic acid forms into simpler cannabinoids. So viral infection, being the most common cause of sudden, like rhinitis or sinusitis in dogs when it's diagnosed as such. It's because of the increased amounts of mucus, again, that the dogs with long-term you know, rhinitis and or sinusitis often develop bacterial infections in the nose and in the sinuses. So again, those signs can become visible through the discharge, the sneezing. They might even snore in their sleep if they don't, you know, do that normally. Obviously, brachiophilic dogs, because of the structure of their nasal passages, snore a lot because of that open mouth breathing. But labored breathing, any kind of labored breathing, is a major warning sign. So there's a variety of symptoms that, you know, can be seen and affected by the said rhinitis or sinusitis, a bunch of germs and toxins that do indeed include the sneezing. Can even cause facial deformity if it gets, you know, that profound. Loss of appetite, that's a huge one. Nasal discharge, obviously. Decreased airflow, stuffy nose. And that can be unique to one and or both of the nostrils, of course. So, older dogs often experience the growth and presence of like abnormal tissue, neoplasia, and dental disease. We talked a lot about dental disease, human and dogs. All of that's intertwined in the physiology. All those toxins are just literally going around in their heads and little bodies and or big bodies if they're big breed dogs as well. So you get parasites, you can get fungal disease, you can get tooth root abscesses, which are backhandedly contributory and can manifest themselves as a nasal disruption, sinus. So there's an abnormal tissue growth in a lot of those instances. That's neoplasia. And you can have congenital abnormalities, cleft palates. It can be all kinds of funky things structurally as well. Presence of foreign objects within the nose, nasal polyps, non-malignant tissue growth that actually is a polyp can develop. Environment. Is it a farm dog? Is it in a farm environment? All kinds of contributing airborne things. Hay, allergies, vegetation, other animals, bacteria. All kinds of things that are taken in through, obviously, the nasal passages. So, when you get into your practitioner's office, he or she usually will examine, if you're doing a full exam, you know, they'll get into the gums and the oral tissue of your pet. That's to try to identify if indeed it's an alternate cause of the inflammation. Can be hypertension, thus come back to CBD, good for all of the above. I've done issues on all of the above, oral health, hypertension, anxiety, stress. All of these things can relegate to that ugly thing that's on little Jimmy's nose that in and of itself may or may not be sinusitis, rhinitis, or what have you. So you have to do a little tiny bit of legwork. So wherever you are to that point in an official diagnosis or, you know, what have you, that helps us accordingly up the ante for the powerful effect. So I always start out with recommending, I'm going to be doing a lot of this in November with my kits. Good clean water. That's where a liter of tourmaline water under the water share program would be a good suggestion. CBD drink drops and or 10X pure or both. Diatomaceous earth. Icelandic kelp powder. Sacred clay. Aromatherapy with good essential oils. In the kit. That's a good kit to introduce to any pet, any human in and of itself right there, but especially to keep the dissipation of mucus, nasal passages clear, inducing a calming effect, especially with the calm formula, which helps your dogs receive anything when they're calm. The focus formula, if you're actually training them or trying to correct an issue, if it's a show dog, arena, agility dogs, you're trying to train them, the focus formula is excellent. And then the AgeWell formula to help geriatric dogs, just like we old timers on the human side. I'm raising my hand in the studio audience. When you get old, be it animal, beast, or human, the aging process can sometimes not be your best friend. So the formulas help abate that. So you want to have a living management approach, if you will. Ongoing maintenance will be dependent on the underlying medical conditions. You know, could be nasal aspergillosis, just big terms for different types of isolated sinus maladies right there in an old house. Okay, I'm going to take another break. We'll come back, finish up the show, and talk about how we're going to take care of abating these problems. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dog lovers, get the Liberty Wristband, the clever new hands-free way to keep your dog on a leash. Forget holding onto leashes or wrapping them around your wrist. The Liberty Wristband special clip lets you hook your dog's leash to your wrist for complete control while leaving your hands free. Carry your coffee, talk on the phone, all while keeping total control of your dog and his leash. When it's time for your dog to run free, a quick flick of the clip releases it. There's nothing else like the Liberty Wristband. Order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
For people with physical challenges, walking a dog can be difficult, even dangerous. But the Liberty Wristband makes life so much easier. Developed by a disabled veteran, the Liberty Wristband easily straps around your wrist, then uses a unique clip to hold your dog's leash tight, all while keeping both of your hands free. Releasing your dog is easy, too. With a quick flick of the clip, your dog is free. The Liberty Wristband, order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
Okay, welcome back. I want to continue talking about another facet of how to treat skin maladies, especially in pets, as well as humans, but with essential oils. I want to isolate it to the pets for a moment. Especially with, you actually want to almost make your pet skin comfortable. Stay with me on that, and I'll try to clarify what I mean by that. By providing almost an elasticity to the skin, if you will, many pet owners are kind of led to believe that it's necessary to apply a monthly spot-on pesticide to their pet's skin to prevent fleas and ticks from biting the pet. Most over-the-counter treatments, sprays, powders, are really, really bad for your pets because of what the ingredient list is in them. So some of these products contain known carcinogens, and others are suspected. Some cause itching and hair loss. Essential oils such as cedarwood, lemongrass, peppermint, and eucalyptus are just a few essential oils which actually can provide an effective and healthy alternative by supporting a pet's healthy skin and natural resistance. It also encourages the promotion of a strong immune system because the microbes are becoming increasingly resistant to conventional antibiotics. Again, most antibiotics are created in a laboratory environment at a bench, literally and figuratively, with virtually no natural ingredients whatsoever. Thus is what's contributory to their non-efficacy. So topical disinfectants can adversely affect the immune system and organs of both humans and pets. who come in contact with the most over-the-counter remedies. You have to look at the ingredients. They're actually detrimental to the immune system. So essential oils offer a healthy alternative for that dilemma. A blend of clove, lemon, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, rosemary, lots of natural herbs, has been shown to support the natural immune system and mechanisms that combine with a healthy environment, which helps to, you know, diminish the mold that I talked about before the commercial break, helps facilitate a better resistance naturally to all these infections and pollutions and pollutants that are so prevalent for a number of reasons. Lots of it, the extreme weather patterns that we've had, the floods, the degradation of the soil, tidal shifts, everything. You know, it just affects all the pollution, runoffs, land, sewer systems, all of it. So the relief of discomfort and tissue redness through essential oils can support a healthy circulatory system and immune system, both in humans and pets, in the way of aromatherapy, both for pets. But here, in this example, goes back to those of you that might have saw my expose on my Facebook page when I said I was going to outline this in my next show, specifically about sinusitis in cats and keratosis and so forth. So the relief of the discomfort and the tissue redness, the essential oils help to abate that naturally. Many conventional drugs have side effects such as gastrointestinal ulceration, liver and kidney disease, dry eye. Lots of that is not only what's contained in the medication, but the capsulization, what they put in the capsules, the ingredients that encapsulate most medicine is totally non-congruent with a natural digestive process. This is why you get all these funky reactions when you take medication, conventional medication. So many conventional drugs have side effects because of what they are, ingredient-wise, because of what they're encased in, because they're mass-produced with virtually no natural ingredients in most instances. It goes against the norm. The body can't heal itself when it doesn't emanate from nature. There's nothing that's fabricated in a laboratory that's crushed up in the mortar and petrol in and of itself that'll heal or cure anything. That's been proven through the millennium of time. There is no pill, cream, salve, potion, anything that cures anything yet. However, there's good choices to help induce, helping the body, be it human or animal, heal itself and control all these maladies. Lots of these things are self-inflicted. The percentage of them are self-inflicted to a combination of total ignorance, number one, and just not paying attention and being brainwashed for a millennium, just really poor eating choices. You know, you could do your own statistical research and whatever you determine. We die as Americans faster than any society on the universe. Why is that? Common sense would tell you the answer. Believe it? Don't believe it? Okay, lavender oil is infamous for its relaxation, ability, calmness through nature. It's a natural relaxant. You heard me talk about Dr. Lee. Those of you that heard my expose on Facebook heard me talk about Dr. Lee. I used to represent a fine product of his that was based on lavender oil. I still get requests today from clients that want the product. One asked me 3 years ago if I could buy the company to continue to offer the product. Any of you that might use a diffuser to help induce your own sleep with lavender. You're intimately familiar with what lavender does. Same premise for animals. It's very relaxing in the right application, in the right configuration, in the right combination. So perhaps the oil with the most notoriety, if you will, is probably lavender. Everybody, to some degree, pretty much has an appreciation for the relaxing factor of lavender. There's obviously those that know the subject and its attributes to different degrees of spectrum, especially in a ubiquitous audience. Congested cats. I got asked about that specifically from another client. Exposing a cat less severely congested nasal passages to a blend of lavenders or eucalyptus or peppermint or wintergreen or lemon in a cold air diffuser, much like I just said a few moments ago, which actually nebulizes the oil, it can provide great relief in and of itself if you choose to do aromatherapy through that apparatus, if you will, diffuser, what have you. Sometimes the ancillary benefits of the cat or a dog or we humans through an aerator, diffuser, or what have you, being propelled into your room by your air that you take them in. Thus, if it's on a nightstand at night or whatever, usually does the trick to help produce sleep. It's real good for behavior disorders, both in humans and animals, but especially in animals if you're trying to train them, be it formally in a show dog arena, or you're trying to housebreak them, or, you know, don't get up on the counter, or don't do your business on the floor, or whatever thing you're trying to train them on. It's real good on that. And it's a real good relaxer. Dogs and cats especially have a natural fear and apprehension to, like, thunderstorms, backfiring in cars, if you're in a proximity of guns for whatever reason, hunting, shooting ranges, idiots hunting on your property, or whatever, guns backfiring for whatever reason, unless they're trained hunting dogs or whatever, they have a natural aversion to those types of sounds. And depending on your degree of sketchiness, cats have a propensity, dogs do, that it can really be a traumatic, you know, they can lose control of their facility, you know, faculty, not, you know, urinate, defecate, what have you, be that frightened. So there's been great success with aromatherapy in that regard as well. So it covers the gamut. This is why it's offered in three formulas through myself and Kathy Donnell Vitkak, who's her formula, who's world famous. She's written books on the subject. I'm going to talk about breed of dogs in a moment. Braccious dogs that have, like, pugs, dogs that have the flat noses. Obviously, just because of the nature of the design of their noses, have a higher degree of keratosis, sinusitis, sinus infections, and what have you, because they have more labored breathing just through the anatomy of the breed. I'll talk more about that probably in another show, because it's a pretty lengthy subject in and of itself. But if you're not familiar with Kathy Donnell Vitkak, and a ubiquitous audience, many of you are, she's written many books on the subject, and her business is, you know, world famous. She's a very entrepreneurial woman. She's done just amazing things as an entrepreneur on many effects. She's very talented graphically. If there is anything about breeds, any breed, seriously, literally, she can answer the question about any breed of dog or cat. She's that diversified. She has a well. She's a retired show person herself in the dog arena from years past. I would check out her website just for edification if you're not familiar with her, and by all means read her products, books, and so forth on the subject. So I want to wrap up this episode here, and I'll talk more about aromatherapy at length in another episode. I wanted to skirt the issue here, answering hopefully a specific question as a particular invitee can come in and out as their own schedule will allow them to do so. You know, they may hear this show 3 weeks from now, but I wanted to squeeze it in for their reference in particular, whenever they're facilitated to listen to it here. So we're going to go to a commercial outbreak, and I'll come back and wrap up the show here for today, and we'll be right back. So stay with us and wrap it up. Be right back.